I'd like to dedicate today's shiur to the 20th yahrzeit of my mother, Imi Marasi Chana by Rav Avraham David. The yahrzeit is today that I'm taping Kafchet Iyar, the yahrzeit of Shmuel HaNavi as well. We say in every musaf of the Shlosh Regalim, Vasienu Hashem Elokeinu et Birkas Vodecha. Vasienu, which literally means Nasa, to carry. We ask Hashem to help us carry the bracha of the moed, the blessing of the festival. L'chaim u'l'shalom, for life and peace. L'simcha u'l'sasom, for rejoicing. And to sanctify us in his mitzvos, etc. So I'd like to focus it on this phrase, Vasienu Hashem Elokeinu. What does it mean that we're asking Hashem to enable us to carry the bracha of the moed, the blessing of the festival? And to round out this question, the Talmud Rebbe points out. He says that Shekol Nosei Masa Gam Lachar Sherido Parak Ulo Ma'al Tzavaro Adainu Mamshich Largish Et HaMasa Shenasa. Anyone who's carried a very heavy burden, even when you put down the burden, you still feel like I'm carrying something. You feel that weight on you. Ki Kovet HaMasa Motir Bo Rishumo, because the heaviness of anything that you carry has its effect, even when you're no longer carrying it. And this is what we ask Hashem, that the Oros HaGedolim, the great and lofty lights and energy, Yamshichu La'ir Lahem B'morecho, that should be able to carry with us even during the weekdays, even after Shavuos. V'asiyenu Hashem Elokeinu Shinargish Et HaMasa Hazeh. Vasienu, we're asking Hashem, enable us to feel that load, even after Yantif is over, and be able to shishaer lanu roshem hayantif gam lachar mikem. We should be able to feel the impression of the Yantif, even after the Yantif is over. Because really, my friends, in order to really know whether we've been successful in a Yantif or not, the real litmus test is, well, what have you taken away from the Yantif? If you've taken something away, if you feel like you're a little bit heavier spiritually, then you know you've walked into the Yantif and you've walked out being a little bit richer, a little bit fuller. You know, Lahavdil, and I'm not comparing Shavuos to IKEA, but here's the imagery that comes to my mind. Beit Shemesh is having an IKEA opening right nearby in Eshta'ol, Mirtz Hashem, next week. But till then, we used to go 40 minutes away to Rishon LeZion. And generally, we went to IKEA in order to buy something. It usually was a bookcase, a small table, or, you know, a desk, whatever it was. You went to IKEA with a mindset in mind, and you walked out with whatever you had in mind, and obviously some other things that caught your eye along the way. But believe it or not, my friends, I have gone to IKEA with nothing in mind and saying, well, I'll just look around and see what grabs my eye. And believe it or not, I've walked out of IKEA buying nothing. I think there'd be like a small club of people who've ever been to IKEA 40 minutes each way and bought nothing. Why? Because I didn't have anything in specific in mind. And since I have anything specific in mind, yes, this was interesting and that was interesting. And I enjoyed my time looking at the different, you know, furniture, so I like the kids section a lot. So I enjoyed my you know, hour or so there, but I didn't walk away with anything. If we don't know what we're supposed to walk into, if we don't have our list of what I want to get out, so it could be that we'll walk into a Yantif, enjoy the Yantif, enjoy the cheesecake, enjoy the Lima Torah, but we're not going to walk away with something concrete. We're not going to have that vahasienu, that carrying something. So what I'd like to try to suggest, my friends, is what is our shopping list? I.e., what should we be getting out of Shavuos, right? We don't have any mitzvahs a day. We don't have matzah. We don't have sukkah. Where can we focus our attention that we can come out so that when we leave Shavuos, whether it's one day or 2 days, this year we have a Shabbos after Shavuos in Eretz Yisrael, we'll be able to say, I feel like I'm carrying something. I feel like I've come out with something concrete from the Yantif. And I'd like to suggest 4 different things that we can come out with Shavuos, and all of them are hinted at in the word Vasienu itself, that word which literally means to carry. The first idea is based on Rav Biderman in Berachayim. And he says, Chazal Kedoshim Himshilo Et Yom Matan Torah L'Chatuna. Vaseinu, as we'll see, is from the word Nisu'in, marriage. And we know Matan Torah is compared to our marriage. V'darshu Et HaPasuk B'Yom Chatunato Zeh Matan Torah. The day of the marriage is the day of receiving the Torah. And it's not by accident, he says, that the two are compared together. And the example that he gives is, you go to a chasna, and everyone's dressed up. And sometimes you don't even know who the chasna is, because, you know, unless they're wearing tuxes, sometimes everyone's wearing tuxedos. You know, everyone looks dressed up. How do you know who the real chasna is? You see, the next day, the chasna is still, the week of Sheva Brachu, is wearing Shabbos clothing, right? For the whole week of Sheva Brachu. The chasna and kallah should be wearing Sheva Brachu. It's a yenta for them. They shouldn't be doing malacha. Of, you know, you don't go to work, that type of malacha. It's Ramesh Yentif, you know, the Hasidim, they wear their strangles the whole week of Shema Brachu. The next day, you know, well, who was the Chassid? We're all learning Torah, but if you want to know B'yom Chatunata, well, who's really the Chassid? Who's really married to Hashem? Look at who's still wearing those beautiful clothes. Who's still connected the day after? And this is source 5 of Mishkar Zetit Maleva Kashatova Sienu Hashem Elokeinu Pirkas Modecha. Says it Tiferet Shlomo, source 5, Vasienu Melashon Nisuit. Vasienu is a language of marriage. Klomar, Shumit Kasher Bekesha Shokayame Mayantif. You want to be so connected with the Yantif that just like in a marriage, it's not just about the Suda, the day of the wedding, but it's about building a home, future generations. So too, Shavuos itself is not just about that day. It's about building a relationship that we are with Hashem for a long-term basis. And that has to be our goal of Shavuos. Our goal of Shavuos has to be that it's almost like the anniversary of our nisuim, of our marriage, and we have to be able to strengthen that relationship of the marriage that we walk out feeling like, indeed, we are connected to Hashem. And we'll talk about right now what this means. I just want to take a little bit of a sidebar note here in the footnote in Source 6. Because Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of weddings that go on at this time of year, Erev Shavuos, in June, Motzei Shavuos. I'd like to just to point out here that we know that Shebashah Shekib L'Bnei Yisrael T'Torah Nasa Kesher Nisim Ben Yisrael Ano T'Natar Kivyachal. The Matan Torah is referred to a marriage, and for this reason, there are many minhagim of Kla Yisrael by a wedding, by a chuppah specifically, that mirror Mamad Har Sinai. So, for example, we escort, there's minhag Yisrael to escort the chasam and kala down with torches, with fire, with candles. And that is in order to be able to remind ourselves that Har Sinai, there was candles, there was light. I wanted to make sure that we had flowers by the chuppah, again, mimicking Mamad Har Sinai, that again, there was Har Sinai, we put greenery in our home. There should be flowers as well. There is this idea as well, as the chasam that comes, greets the kala, she walks down, as if Kivyachol Hashem came to greet us. And he makes mention that there is also an idea, and this is the end of 6, that a chasam breaks the cup under the chuppah. And that reminds us of the shivrei luchot, the broken luchot. So there are many reasons how you can connect that to the receiving of the Torah. Some that say is that you always have a second chance. Even when things go wrong, even when the luchos broke, we got a second luchos. He here, Rabbi Biderman, in this footnote, points out a little bit different. He says when the first luchos broke, so then shichacha, forgetfulness, came into this world, right? The first luchos, whatever they learned, they remember. By the second luchos, whatever they remember, they then forgot how to relearn over and over again. So by the first luchos breaking, we break the cup. It's to teach a chasid akala. It's good to forget things in a marriage. It's good that sometimes you don't always remember everything that went wrong, whatever they said. It's important to have forgetfulness for shalom bayis in a marriage. Okay, that was a parenthetical note here. Let's try and understand this idea. First level Shavuos of the four of Asiyenu, which we walk away with, what's the burden, what's the load, is that Shavuos has to remind us that this was about our relationship and continuously every year to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Lekach Valibuv notes, when the Pasuk says, V'atem tiyu li mamlachet kohanim, ha'ikaru shiyu li miuchadim lo yitparach, that were consecrated specifically to Hashem, like in Kedushei Isha, Ikar Kedushim Hili, right? Harei amekudeshet li. We are Mamlechet Kohanim and Goy Kadosh, Vatem to you, Li, to me, specific. It's a connection of closeness. And he speaks about here, that the Gemara in Eruvim speaks about, that our whole world should be looked at as a wedding hall. And the key of this wedding has to be, Ki kol matarat ha-chayim hi lavo lidei erusim v'nusuin kivyachol meshem yisparah. The whole point of this marriage is about coming in special close connection to Hashem. Ve'erastich li, matan Torah is the erusim nusuim of Klal Yisrael. Va'he'alma hi behi lula, v'tzvichim liskor ha'ikar v'nikuda ha'inu ha'tveikesh meshem yisparah ha'li. We can get so caught up in life about ourselves and our needs, etc., etc., we forget that our lives are dedicated to Hashem. Hare amikudeshet li, vatem to you li, varestich li, little love. It's about this crucial relationship to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And indeed, as the Ma'aron Chaim points out in source number 9, he asks the famous question, well, exactly what are we celebrating on Shavuos if the Torah, the Luchos that we got, were broken? So should we not be celebrating Shavuos on Yom Kippur when we got the second set of Luchos? So he notes from the Das Tfunos and the Arrow in 9 that there were two gifts that Hashem gave Klai Yisrael Mamed Har Sinai. One, Koach Avodah L'Shavur Kol Mitzvotav, the ability to be Mitzuvim Va'osim, that we were commanded to do the Mitzvot. V'Sheini Koach Ha'Maseim Sh'Yuchlu La'Sot Tikunim Gedolim V'Briah. And the impact and the effect that our maisim, that our actions do, to be able to affect the entire creation. And this is the difference between one who's a mitzvah vosa, one commanded to do, and one who's non-mitzvah vosa. So of course the Avos HaKadoshim kept the Torah, but they kept it if not as being one commanded to do. You can't compare the level of one commanded to do than one who's not commanded to do. What do we get in Mamad Har Sinai? We got the ability that Hashem invested in us, this relationship where He says, you are mine. And whatever I'm going to tell you to do, you're mitzuvim va'osim, you're commanded to do. And in so doing, you have the ability to mamish change the entire creation. And this is the beauty of Shavuos in the bracket 11. Asher bo na'asinu mitzius chadoshal shemitzuvim va'osim. It's a new mitzius here, where we are now able to have entered into a different dimension in our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This new dimension is really that embedded within us is Ritzon Eloki. It's the will of Hashem. As the Das Torah of Yerucham points out in Source 12, that if somebody drops a coin and they say, I hope that somebody benefits from it and is able to, you know, sustain themselves on it. Why is that our reaction? Because this is a godly person within us. Our godly reaction is not, oh my gosh, I lost this money, which may be the initial reaction, but then we want someone else to benefit from it. What happened at Mamad Har Sinai? The Kirvanu Lifnei Har Sinai, what was the Kirvanu Lifnei Har Sinai? That we now become wired to be Kivyachol Hashem's wife. Obviously not literally. It means that we have been invested in this marriage, in this relationship, that we are now the emissaries of doing Hashem's will in this world, that our whole nature becomes almost part and parcel of who we are to do Ritzon Hashem. So therefore, my friends, if you ask, well, hello, what mitzvah do I have on Shavuos to remind me of my avodas Hashem? The answer is every mitzvah. You start with the with Kiddush, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Am, V'Ramdanu Mikol Losho, V'Romanu Mikol Losho, V'Kiddushanu Mitzvotav, that Hashem has elevated us from all the other nations, until HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, Ben Or L'Choshech Ben Yisrael Amim, that we're separated from all the other nations. We begin with Kiddush, that we are elevated and exalted. We end with Havdalah, that we are separated from the nations. And it is the entire period of Shavuos, every mitzvah, every Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvotav, that Hashem has commanded us, that it's about Asher Bechabanu, that Hashem has chosen us, that Hashem has commanded us, that Hashem has invested in us. So you want to know, well, what's our matzah and what's our sukkah on Shavuos? The answer is every mitzvah we do to remind ourselves that I'm doing this mitzvah because Kach Sivani Haboret, because this is what Hashem commanded. And from where do we get this idea of being commanded? From where do we get this idea of being mitzuvim va'osim, commanded to do? That came, irrespective of what happened to the Luchot. But that idea of being commanded to do was what we got at Mamet Har Sinai. That is about inaugurating this relationship, this special closeness. Ve'rastich li, this ve'avatem tiyu li mamlachos kohanim. This exalted nation, this nation of priests that we got at Mamet Har Sinai, that is what was special at this point in time. Now, my friends, let's take this a little bit deeper. If we understand Vasienu means we have to carry with us the impression of the Yontif, we should feel it. Well, what is it? We need to have our shopping list so we know to make sure that we walk out with it. The first thing on our shopping list, Vasienu, is Nesumin. We should look at Shavuos as that opportunity to remind ourselves of that special relationship with Hashem, that Hashem has chosen us. We say in our davening, you have chosen us from all the other nations. You have elevated us from all the other languages. And we're special. And every mitzvah we do reflects the specialness, reflects this relationship. But I'd like to try to understand this nesuin, this marriage, a little bit deeper. And that is by looking at a second way of looking at the word Vasienu. Vasienu, you're right, means to carry. That within the carrying, what is our shopping list, idea number one? Remind ourselves this is our anniversary of Atem Tilu Memlachus Kohani V'Goy Kados, of being separated to be the exalted nation. The second idea of Vasienu, aside from the Suin, is what's found in Yisov V'Sharash HaVoda, source 14, Vasienu hu melashon masiin masuot, to ignite bonfires. They used to put bonfires on different mountains in order to the people should know when Rosh Chodesh is. Vasienu means ignite, make a masua, make a bonfire. She'oro v'ishau shel hayantif, which literally means that the light and energy of the yantif, yelahet banu, should ignite within us all the days afterwards. And all the dark times, we should have that light, that bonfire from Shavuos. I think, however, it also means that on Shavuos itself, we have to have Asin. We have to carry from Shavuos the fire of Shavuos outside to the days of the weekday. What's the fire of Shavuos? So the first idea is our marriage to Hashem. The second idea, and we'll see the old dovetail with each other, is that this marriage has to be a marriage that's on fire. So let's try to explain. We know, as Rav Biederman again points out in the Be'er HaChaim, that the Ramban tells us that there's a chiyuv from the Torah to remember Mamet Har Sinai. Raki shamer l'cha u'shamar nafshecha ma'od. Remember, guard yourself, and tell your children, your children's children, the day you stood at Mamet Har Sinai. So part of this chiyuv is to be able to tell them everything we saw and heard at Mamet Har Sinai. And Rabbi Mechaya writes, Yim yishkach v'yasir inyan ha-ma'amad ha-nechbab ha-nifla hum libo. If you take away, if you remove this incredible experience from your heart, your mamish kofar beikar, you're denying the essence. And the Torah writes it specifically. He says the bracha of asher bachar banu. Oh, we have so many birkas of Torah, blessings of the Torah in the morning. The bracha asher bachar banu is the bracha of Mamet Har Sinai, that Hashem has chosen us from all the other nations. V'kervanu 16 in the bracket, lifnei Har Sinai, Hashem brought us close to Har Sinai. V'shmiyanu dvarav mitoch ha'esh, and He spoke to us through the fire. One of the things that we have to remember every day, say Birkas HaTorah, we have to remember Mamet Har Sinai. One of the things that we have to remember Mamet Har Sinai is how Hashem communicated to us mitoch ha'esh, from the fire. What does this mean? So Yisbiru Sadikim in Surah 17, Dekavanah Yiliskor et Eish Ha'itlavus Shaitam Matan Torah. Not just the fire of the fire that surrounded Mamet Har Sinai, it's an inner fire. It's a fire of passion, the fire of enthusiasm. So Pasuk says, V'Har Sinai Ashan Kulo, the whole mountain was full of smoke. We say, Asher Yaradalav Hashem Ba'esh, because Hashem came down on the fire. V'Yachred Kol Ahar Ma'od, and the whole mountain shook. Yadavar Arishon Hu La'kor Ki Yashnut. We have to get rid of, same old, we have to have this passion to do mitzvot ba'avo but simcha, and only in that way can a person really be able to access Torah. It has to be, you have to mamish be on fire. And this explains the very famous Gemara, where the Gemara explains that Klai Yisrael were, the mountain was placed by Jetfu, B'tachti Dahar, they stood beneath the mountain, Kivyochel, that Hashem put the mountain over the head and said, if you accept Torah, great, if not, you'll basically die. And the Tosos asked the famous question, well, Klai Yisrael already said Nasa V'Nishma, like, hello, why are you putting the mountain over their head? V'tirtzu Shema Yuchosrim Kishiru Aisha Gedola She'atzta Nishmatam. So says the Tosfos, maybe when they would see the great fire, then they'd get really afraid, and they would retract the Nasa V'Nishma. So then the obvious question is, Im Kain, in the double squiggly, Lo Yasu Lo Eish Lo Yitzarku Lo Voli Dik V'Yatzar. Okay, so don't have a fire, don't scare them, and then you won't have to force the mountain over their head. Ela Ki Eif Sharlotei Tara Yisrael Im Lo Yaviru Kardim Lachein Every Tiktat Adam V'Habren We May Let You can't give over Torah without fire. Torah is about being on fire. Torah is about passion. So let them be afraid. So force it over their head. But you can't take away this element of the passion. When we have the Mamet Har Sinai, that experience, the experience is telling us how we have to relate to Torah, how we have to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, we have to relate to Matem, to you, Limam Lachas Konim, completely dedicated to Hashem, to realize our whole point on planet Earth is serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Clearly that's what Shavuos is about, to spend the entire day focused on our mitzvot, recognizing our spirituality, and recognizing our focus in life. Clearly. But that's not just going through rote motion. You have to understand that Mamet Har Sinai, what we're re-experiencing is, what was Mamet Har Sinai about? And it was about passion. It was about fire. It was about this brand that Klai Yisrael had. Can you compare someone doing a mitzvah? Oh, okay, I gotta do it. Wow, what an opportunity. And that's why the Beis Aron says in the end of 19, when the Pasuk says, we pray Asher Yarad Alav Hashem Ba'esh, because Hashem, from this Hashem came down in the fire, that the revelation of Hashem and Har Sinai was from the fire of Klai Yisrael, from the passion of Klai Yisrael. And therefore, my friends, when we're talking about Esh, when we're talking about fire, when we're talking about passion, that Vasiyenu Hashem Elokeinu Birkas Mo'adecha, we're asking Hashem, help us be able to have the Masua, help us be able to ignite those bonfires, help us to be able to have that brand and that excitement when we're learning. Vasiyenu is almost a Bakasha, Hashem, I want to serve you with this passion. Vasiyenu, help me be able to have this passion and enthusiasm. Because this is the key of Avodas Hashem. And obviously we have to not only daven, but put in our effort, that our Avodas Hashem on Shavuos, when we're talking about our shopping list, that the mitzvot that we do on Shavuos have to be done simcha. They have to be done with this hislavos, with this passion. Not just, okay, another Altiyat Yadayim, okay, another bracha. No, wow, not another Limud Torah, an opportunity to learn Torah. There has to be this component. And indeed, as the Lekach Valibu points out, he says, if you ask somebody to find for me what Judaism is, Yadut Mahi, Ki Yadut Eino Rak Dat, it's not just religion, Shoh Yisurim V'chiyuvim Shoh Mitzvot Smaitziyah, you can do this, you can't do that. Yadut Imatzav HaChayim Shalit Kashrut Im Hashem Yitbarach. Judaism is about a continuous relationship with Hashem B'chol Eidu V'chol Shairi moment. Yadud Hushu B'nei Yisrael Haim Am Hashem, we are the nation of Hashem, Am HaNivchar, the chosen nation, that we have a continuous and constant relationship with Hashem. And it tells a story here, we've mentioned this quite a number of times, where Moshe Feinstein, that's our father, who had a pact, a deal with a friend, whoever would go to the next world first would speak to the other one. So Moshe Feinstein's father's friend died, and he came to Ramosha in a dream, and he said to him, I want you to know Shamu Olama MS, there's a world of truth. Vadanima Kodavar Katam Gadol, every single thing is judged. Vain Vitur Lamal Al Klum, and nothing is overlooked. And then this Rav said to Ramosha's father, he said, when they asked me about Mitzvot, say I pass the flying colors. When they asked me about Asetov, I pass the flying colors. Aval in the bracket, my friends, this is what we have to work on all year. But in particular, on Shavuos, source 21 in the bracket, Aval Ikar Adin, Lumala, the key judgment above, he, Al Rahmana Libabai, Hashem wants our heart. And this is very hard. Says Selekach Halibov, could you imagine? You could do all the mitzvot, Doraisa, Dorabana. You could be careful not to be over on any lavim in the Torah, and you're still missing the boat. Why? You're missing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'adayin chaser, ki chaser apnimios. The inner world is missing. Chaser Rachmana, Hashem is missing. Chaser Hashem Yibaruch Ba'maisin, you're doing these acts, but you're not connecting to Ribono Shel Olam. Because that's the Ikar Yadus in the Aaron 21. This is the key of Judaism. Haykashus Labarik, Kol Olamim L'chiyodim Hashem Yibaruch, to live with Hashem. So here you see, my friends, that Shavuos reminds us of our marriage, of our relationship with Hashem, of our continuous relationship with Hashem, with living with Him. And you know what it means to live with Hashem? It means Rachmana Libabai. He wants us. He wants our hearts. He wants our brand. He wants our passion. He doesn't just want us to be automated machines. Shavuos hu Mamon Har Sinai Behoveh. Shavuos is a Mamon Har Sinai right now. Every year, Hashem comes down, Kivyochon on Har Sinai, to give us the Torah. And the Ikar Matan Torah in the asterisk in 22 is Vavi Etchem Elai. Ikar Matan Torah Ita Kabbalas O Machut Shamayim, to be Mekushar, to be connected with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'd like to share, just to take this one step further, of the Rachmana Libabai. Hashem wants our hearts. Hashem wants us. He wants Vavit Chamelai. He wants this relationship. He wants this connection. With a very beautiful idea that I never met before, which is a lot of ideas I've never met, the truth is. Moda Labina. Mamish. Such a simple idea, and its simplicity is beauty and depth. He says in 23, simple doesn't mean it's simple. It's simple because it's so beautiful. And you're like wondering, how come I never thought about it? The Aseret HaDibros, which we translate as the Ten Commandments, even though that's a misnomer because there are far more than Ten Commandments. We know that. Some people say, Rasag, that there are 613 mitzvot in the Ten Commandments. But in the Aseret HaDibros, let's use the Hebrew, the Ten Utterances, begins with Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And then it begins with other things to do. Remember Shabbos, don't steal, honor your parents, v'chule. It's interesting that Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I'm Lord your God, is something that's found in the heart. It's belief. It's interesting that the first of the Sarah Divrot is specifically coming from something that's not in the world of action, but in the world of thought, in the world of feeling. Something that has to have the Shlemus Halev. And he says the reason for this is because it's setting up a precedent that really all the mitzvot that follow, albeit they have maisim to them, they have actions to them, nevertheless, Rachmana Libabai, Hashem wants our hearts with them. It's not just about going through the motions. Why does Anochi Hashem Elokecha head the list? Because just like this is coming from the heart, all mitzvot have to come from the heart. Now, let's find something fascinating. What's the last of the Aseret HaDibros? That's correct. Lo tachmon. Don't covet. Don't be jealous. Guess what, my friends? That's also found in the heart. So again, what you find here, my friends, is that the beginning of the Aseret HaDibros and the end of the Aseret HaDibros are things that are connected to the heart. Rachmana Libabai. Because what Hashem really wants is the heart. If the beginning is the heart and the end is the heart, well, my friends, the entirety is about heart. Aval yesh b'tzeod goes deeper than that. 24. Dinei adiber anoch Hashem Elokecha u'mechelek hashayach l'ben adam l'makom. The anoch Hashem Elokecha, that you have to believe in Hashem, that's coming between man and God. The dibur lo tachmo, not to covet, is between man and fellow man. And here you see that both of them are predicated Both the relationship between man and God, as well as man and man, is predicated on the heart. Which means, he says there, that there's a big chiddush. Because I would have thought, of course, I understand that a relationship between man and God has to be from the heart. But man and man, you know, if I give somebody a ride, or if I do a chesed for somebody, or whatever it is between man and fellow man, so I think that it's the action that counts. Somebody comes and asks for a blender, and I lend them the blender, matovu manoim. Where's the heart in this? And the answer, and this is the chiddush, is El Ritzon Hashem Yibarach B'Yachasud Hadam L'Chaveira Einana Chitzonah Greida. Double underlined by the dot. Hashem just doesn't want our actions in a, again, a perfunctory type of way. El Tzrichahi Shetavo Mitoch Pnimiyos Halev. When I lend that blender, when I give somebody that ride, when I help somebody out, he wants it done with that eish, with that fire, with that love, with that passion. If you do something, it could be the greatest chesed in the world, but you're missing the heart. Then you're missing out on what you're doing. So, Rabbosai, this is crucial. When we're talking about the fire at Mamet Har Sinai, the fire at Mamet Har Sinai has to permeate all of our mitzvot. All of our mitzvot have to be done, rachmana libabai. Has to be done with the heart. Has to be done with passion. Has to be done with desire. It can't just be done, oh, okay, I did it. So I would think, again, that that's just between man and God. Between man and man, as long as I get it done, who cares what I'm thinking? No! Rachmana libabai, Hashem wants our heart, is in every aspect of our lives. Both were given at Mamet Har Sinai, between man and man, and between man and God, and both were given among the fire, because that's what Hashem wants. He doesn't want us to act in a robotic type of way. We have bechira, we have free choice. That's what makes us human. That's what makes us unique. If this is true all year, al achat kama v'kama, how true it has to be on Shavuos. We read the Megillah of Rut on Shavuos. The Megillah of Rut, whether we read it in shul this year, you read it at home, wherever you read it, the Megillah of Rut is kol kula chesed. That's what Chazal say. It doesn't teach us any halachas. It teaches us the schar tov, the reward for those who do chesed. Look how you do a chesed. Look at Rut and Naomi. Look at Boaz. Look at individuals who know what it means to give a person, to do it with a fullness of heart. That's what we have to learn. And we see the effects of those who don't give with the fullness of the heart. And we see the effects of those who withhold their chesed. That's the nature of what the Megillah of Rut is about. It's the nature of what Torah is about. Because the entire Torah is about Rachmana Libabayim. And he notes here in 26, just to take this one step further, it's about belief in the heart. And at first glance, how can you command someone like this? And obviously there are many questions. How can you tell someone not to be jealous? And of course, so there are many ways of understanding this. However, he'd like to suggest, Rav Ratberg, the following. To believe is a no-brainer. What is the ma'akev? What stops us from believing? Ela atimut halev. We block our heart. Ritzonot halev himichitza b'fnei mabad hametchel sechel adam v'chachmato. When I have certain desires that get in way of what God wants, that's why I don't believe, or that's where the blockage comes in. So I want to eat this food. Well, the hechsher isn't so good, but I want to eat it. So, and I go and eat it. I shouldn't speak Lashon Hara. I do. Well, where's the emunah? Of course I believe. If you would ask me at that moment, do I believe? Of course I believe. Then why are you doing it? Because my desires are much stronger now than my belief. Because that's what's blocking my heart. Because I want certain things. And really, Avodas Adam is L'zichu Chalev. What we really have to work on is purifying our heart. Tara Salev. And I have a little secret to tell you. Lo Tachmon is the same thing. Why do people feel jealous? It's again, it's coming from this idea of being egocentric and not putting things in its correct perspective. What is the Nochi Hashem Lekecha about? It's about bringing Hashem into our hearts down here, making room for Hashem. You know what Lo Tachmon is about? It's about taking us down here and our desires and our jealousy and all of the competition and being able to elevate it toward Hashem. And that's really the whole Torah, being able to bring Hashem down and being able to bring our lives up. And that's what it's about. It's about purifying the heart to know that I'm only here, not for myself, not just to see what I can make out of this world, but I'm here as an Eved Hashem. And kasher nasim bazeh hadvarim karaui kol atorah mekabelet choltam shalem. When you're able to bring Hashem down and elevate yourself up, then everything has a stamp of heart. V'chol atorah kula al sivuyeha chukeh upikudeh mufcharim heim hal melmala min al mata. It's all about making that connection between above and below. Vaseinu, let's carry the load. Well, we need to know what is on our shopping list. First thing is, I walk into Shavuos, every mitzvah I do, it's about Vatem Tiyu Li Mamlechet Kohanim. We have a relationship with Hashem. To be able to focus on this day, if all year round we're interested in this and that, today let's talk about me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's try to do activities that will really be spiritual activities. Plan beforehand for yourself to find a great sefer. There's a great new sefer, not an easy read. If you're looking for something very deep, revel in Amunah, Rav Moshe Shapiro on the Yud-Gimel Ikrim. It was written by his son-in-law. I will say honestly, and I'm admitting my limitations, I find Rav Moshe Shapiro very hard to understand. I find when he's translating to English, he's even harder to understand, and this sefer I've been riveted to. That doesn't mean I have to read it two or three times, but it's the first time I've ever understood Rav Moshe Shapiro in a language that his son-in-law writes is exquisite. It's well understood, and it's Yisod of Amunah. Great sefer to learn. It's in English. Revel in Amunah, writings Rav Moshe Shapiro on the Ikrim. Great sefer to learn on Shavuos. You're into mindfulness, Rabbi Feiner on Jewish mindfulness. Find something that's going to excite you, something that's going to, you know, if you want to learn Chumash, Navi, Hashgafa, Halacha, Matov, Manayim, just offering two books. Just that you spend the day not reading some novel. It should be a day of concentrated a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the mitzvahs we do should be done with lave, to stop before I do a mitzvah. What am I about to do and from who am I about to do it? And then try to garner up that passion, that enthusiasm. Wow, Baruch Atah, I can talk to Hashem. Sal Avarino, Zecher Machuso. I'm rejoicing that I can hear Hashem's, I can mention Hashem's name. Just add one more nekuda, one more aspect of this fire that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik points out in Logic of the Heart, Logic of the Mind. He says, really, in Mamad Har Sinai, there was a kol gadol v'yasaf, there was that great voice, and there was the fire. And he calls it the voice of Sinai and the fire of Sinai. So the voice of Sinai is clear. That is the mitzvot, the dibros. What was the voice of Sinai, so the fire of Sinai? So here he speaks about that not only is it an aspect of the passion and enthusiasm, but how we teach Torah, and obviously we are the models, whether it's parents, whether it's teachers, whether it's neighbors, it doesn't matter to who you're modeling, has to be with the fire of Sinai. That whenever you want to learn with somebody or communicate Torah with somebody, it can't just be, okay, A, B, C, and D. There has to be some fire with it. And he describes the fire of Sinai based on a pasuk in Malachi 2:7, Beis Zayin, where the pasuk says, for the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek Torah at his mouth, for he is a malach Hashem Sakot, a messenger of the Lord of hosts. So Talmud adds, said Rabbi Yochanan, what is the meaning of this verse? It means that the Rav or teacher is like a malach Hashem Sakot, a messenger of the Lord of hosts, they should seek Torah at his mouth. For if not, they should not seek Torah at his mouth. For teachers to be able to transmit the fire of Sinai to their students, they must bear a similarity to a malach Hashem Sakot. And Rav Aaron speaks about it in three ways: consistency, a sense of divine mission, and an abundance of love. And these are the three things that every child needs, and everyone we impact needs to see. We need to see that we're being consistent, and that's what Shema is about. Wherever we are, that we have to be able to follow, this is the words of Torah. We have to look at our job, and just being an Eved Hashem as a divine mission imposed by Hashem. It's like a malacha. And finally, the third prerequisite in the Arrow 28 is an attitude of warmth and love towards other. In order to be able to give over Torah, it has to be done with love, Avas Abrios, love of other people, love of Avas Israel, and love of the Torah itself. And that is the key. So the fire of Sinai, the fire is warmth. When we want to give over Torah, we have to have that ability of the warmth of Sinai, the ability of the passion, coupled with the warmth, coupled with the consistency, coupled with this passion, being able to give it over to the next generation. Okay, my friends, we have the carrying the load. We've walked into Shavuos. We know my focus is to do things in Avodas Hashem, every mitzvah. And when I do every mitzvah, I should try as much as I can to have Islavos. Because the more passion I invest, the more of an impact it's going to have later on. That, oh, you know, on Shavuos, I did this mitzvah with such a fire. Why don't I continue? And it's catching. The third aspect, if we have Nisuin, if we have Masua, the third aspect is the Avudraham in 29, the Talmud Rebbe brings. And he says, what is this carrying of B'nai Kahat? So we know, and this is source 30, we get in the parasha as well, parasha Noso, Ulivnei Kahat lo natan, ki avodos hakodesh aleihem bekatef yisoh. That Kahat did not have the avoda in the Kodesh, because they carried, bekatef yisoh, they carried the Aron on their shoulders. And here the Gemara in Erechin learns, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Minayin le'ikar shira mina Torah, where do you have shira in the Torah? We spoke about this a little bit last week. We learn it from our pasuk. B'katef yisoh, they carry it on their shoulders, Ein yisoh el lashon shira. As the pasuk says, Se'u zimra utnu tof, yisu kolam yaronu. The idea of yisa is used in connection with lifting up your voice and singing. So what it says by katef yisoh, that kahat would carry it on their shoulders, we have to explain this, it is an idea of shira. You know, the Levi'im were involved in song. It's an idea of shira. So when we talk about v'hasiyenu Hashem Elokeinu birkas modecha, we want you, A, to carry it, B, the marriage, 3, v'hasiyenu masuot, have it bonfires, 4, v'hasiyenu is, allow us to be able to sing the Birkas Vavadecha. What does this mean? So I like to summarize a lot of this Talmud Rebbe and then go off on a little bit of different tangents. And he says, we know that Torah itself is called a song. Pasuk about the law to write a sefer Torah, V'ata kitvu lechem et ha-shira hazo. Write down the shira, ha-reisha Torah, nikret shira. The Torah itself is called a song. Even by Madman Har Sinai we see Shira. As the Pasuk says, that Rabbi Yochanan says, that Kola Karei Belo Ni'ima V'Shone Belo Zimra, anyone who learns without enjoyment and without song, it's as if the Gama Nina Tatilim Chukim Lo Tovim. That the whole idea of giving the Chukim to us has to be with pleasantness. And indeed, the idea of having milk and honey on Shavuos. It's the pasuk of in Shir Hashirim Dvash vechalav tachal lishonech. The Gemara learns, the Medrash learns out on this in Shir Hashirim Rabba. I'm Rabbi Levi Afakorem Mikra Bon Go Ubeni Guno Alav Nemar Dvash vechalav tachal lishonech. To sing Torah, that when you're learning, ever hear boys learn and they have like a sing song to it? The learning the Torah should be with a song. The song should be with the arevas, with the pleasantness, with the specialness. In fact, he brings a medrash to tell the Rebbe that there was a question, without going to the whole medrash, of what month should Torah be given? Why was Sivan chosen? Because Nisan and Iyar are the months that in the zodiac sign are animals. And the sign for Sivan are Te'omim, are twins. And twins have the ability to clap and to dance. You want to give it, the Medrash says this, you want to give it in a month where there's going to be an aspect of rejoicing. This is a Gemara in Pisgah in Parshat Matan Torah. The Inyan of Rekita in 33, Shayabi Yom Matan Torah, is mentioned in David HaMelech. Kol Hashem Yachil Midbar, describing Mamad Ar Sinai. Yachil is from the word Mechol, that there was, the desert was even dancing. The whole idea of Mamet Har Sinai is about Shira. The whole idea of Torah is about Shira. How does Torah and Shira connect? So there's a piece we did a while ago in Rabbi Bernstein's Sefer, of Emmanuel Bernstein's Sefer on Haggadah. We're in verse 34, right before Yahshua was going to conquer the town of Jericho, an angel comes to him with a sword drawn. And Yahshua says to him, Halanu atal mitarenu, have you come on our side or against us? And he says, Atabati, now I've come. It's a very enigmatic distinction. And the Mefarshim explain it, Halanu atal mitarenu, did you come for Lanu, for Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe? Did you come because we weren't learning Torah? And he says, yes, Atabati, now I've come. I've come now because it's a reference to Vatakitvu Lechemet Hashira Azo. Now you should write. Now I've come, now you should write the Torah. What is going on here? So he says in 35, as we mentioned, the source for the mitzvah of writing Sefer Torah is a verse, and now write here for yourself the song. Of all the ways to refer to Sefer Torah, why is it called the song? The Panavitch of Rav Zatzal explains that by calling Torah a song, and this is aside from marriage, aside from this passion, the other aspect we need on our shopping list is Shira. And what does this mean? The verses indicate the nature of the connection we're meant to have with Torah study. Music may require intellectual professional skill to produce, but the heart of a person is meant to reach. It's not the intellect, it's the heart. A musical connection is not expressed by knowing all the notes, but by being emotionally impacted by the song. This is our connection with Torah study. It may take the form of scholarly discussions, but the entire person needs to be connected with the message of Torah. Whenever we sit down to study Torah, we are engaged in discovering an aspect of Hashem's will regarding how we are to lead our lives. Our relationship with the Torah as a revelation of His will is ultimately an expression of our relationship with Him. And every time we learn Torah, we renew and strengthen the connection. And that's why the Malach is saying, Atabati, I've come now. You know, Yeshua, you may say, you're Erev of war, you're, you know, about to fight. Who has time to study Torah? And I'm telling you, if Torah was just intellectual, I would agree with you. But you know what? It's not purely an intellectual exercise. Rather, Torah is more than that. 37, it's a song and represents a relationship with Hashem. Relationships cannot be neglected, even during turbulent times. Yes, we have the marriage. And yes, we have the aspect of the Eish, the fire, the passion. But it goes deeper than that. Song is something that encompasses the entire being. When one is swept up in song, the entirety of ourself is linked to something greater and higher than ourselves. Song, as we know, is something that is the expression, really, of the neshama, of the deepest part of us. So yes, of course you have to have passion. But passion may just be relegated to that enthusiasm that we have in doing something, and it too may not be able to permeate as deep as we need to of the Rachmana Libabayim. But song is all-encompassing. Song takes the entirety of my being and links me to something higher than myself. And he explains in Rabbi Bernstein in a Sefer on Shavuos, which is another great read. If you're looking for a Shavuos Sefer on Shavuos, then The Call of Sinai, Rav Emanuel Bernstein, very, very sweet Sefer, goes through the entire Shavuos with a lot of very beautiful ideas. Another top pick in my book. No, I don't get any cut in all the books that I recommend. He says, the emotional as well as intellectual faculties of the person are engaged, the entire person is impacted. And he says it teaches you something else. You know, we know that every person has their chelik in Torah, their portion in Torah. So you almost wonder, like, you know, if the Chavetz Chaim and the Gra, the Rav Akiva Eger didn't think of something, like, I'm going to think of something, like, and he says, that's why music is a great model. You could have two people, and anyone who plays music knows this, you could have two people play the exact same notes, the exact same instrument, and they're playing it two different ways. Because when you play music, you're not just playing music, you're playing your heart. You're giving over yourself in that music. So two people could learn Torah, and they're learning it in different ways. They're accentuating different parts. They're emphasizing. They're connecting. Torah is like song, because each part of Torah will resonate with people in different ways and will speak to people in different ways. Like, I see this myself on a very, very low, small, personal level. Like, when I prepare a shir and I underline in my svarim, I've learned that over the years, that way I know if I repeated an idea or not, I will double underline sort of things that I think are like, this is really important, this is crucial. Somebody else could read the very same piece and say, really? You thought that was what was important? I would have double underlined that, or I would have asterisked that. Why? Because each one of us is playing the same sefer, but we're playing it from our musical perspective, from where we are coming from. Just to take this idea one step further, my friend, when we understand that Torah is Shira, is song, we can now appreciate why we dafka learn it from the putting it on the shoulders of Levim. Why do we learn it in such a backwards way? Levnei kahat lo natan b'katef yiso, that they're carrying the aron on their shoulders, because it's exactly this idea. We can have a person in Rav Rice in 39 who's going to keep Torah mitzvot, but he's forced to do it. And okay, I have no choice, and therefore I'm doing it. But where's the simcha? Where's the joy? Forget about that. So here you find that the b'katef yiso, that the b'nei kahat did not feel themselves like, oh, yeah, I have to schlep this burden, but rather they looked at it with joy, with song, that to do avodas Hashem is the greatest pleasure in the world. And hence we also learn from the cows that carried the aron in the times of the Plishtim. The pasuk says, Vayisharna paropa derech, they went straight on the way. And there's a lot of Torah on this, but Chazal learned Vayisharna again, that they amru shira, they sang songs. The balei chayim, these cows, knowing that they are carrying these carrying the aron, they knew they were carrying something holy. They were able to sing Shira. We, Kal v'chomer, when we have the Avodas Hashem to do, it should be done as a relationship. It should be done with passion. And it should be done b'shira u'b'simcha, with joy. It's not just enthusiasm. Sala v'rina l'secher machuso. There has to be the joy, the passion, and the rina, the shira, that my entire being feels like this is the greatest gift, the greatest thing I can do. My entire being has to be a shira to Hashem, a song to Hashem, that I want to dedicate my entire selves to Hashem. And this is what the Sfasem has learned. Uchmochem, the squiggly in 40, Bechol Oved Hashem, Shemit Malev Ziv Simcha Ayidei Avoda Emet, where we should all feel the simcha of serving Hashem. Our mitzvos on Shavuot should only be with passion. They should be with a deep joy, not just an external joy, the Shira joy, the joy that's coming from the deepest part of us. And we know, we don't have time to go through this, 41 through 44, any mitzvah that the Jewish people took on with joy, they maintain it with joy. Kla Yisrael, the whole Mamad Har Sinai was with simcha. As you ran a new call at Sayyar, there is this idea of simcha by Torah, shira by Torah, and hence every generation, every Shavuos, we come to Shavuos with simcha, with joy. That's why we say, Pesach libi b'sarah sech, 43. Open up my heart to Torah, not open up my brain, because it's not just about intellectual connection to Hashem. It's about an emotional connection to Hashem. It's about closeness to Ribono Shel Olam. And that is the goal that we need to have. And hence, we know in 45 through 47 that Shavuos is a Yom HaDin, it's a day of judgment. Baser Sigdonim HaPeros HaIlan on Shavuos, we're judged for the fruit of the tree. We've spoken about this at length many times. And we are being judged how much we're going to be successful in being able to learn Torah. How much disturbances are we going to have? How many, you know, things are going to happen to us? Or how much we're going to live a spiritual life? All this is decided on Shavuos. When we entered into Shavuos b'simcha, with joy, when we enter Shavuos with that mindset of love, of passion, so then we're saying to Hashem, this is something beloved to us. This is something we want. And when Hashem sees this is something we want, He's going to write us in the book of spirituality for the year. Vasiyinu Hashem Elokeinu Birkas Modecha. We'll be able to carry that bracha for the whole year. It's interesting, the Sefer Be'ikvos Modei Hashem in Source 48, he says, that the name Tashel Shira, the whole aspect of Shira, is being able to see and see it with clarity of what Emes is. Of a B'kudei Hashem Yisharim Sam Chelet, it makes you happy. And he says, L'meiti manu sh'asimcha b'limud ha-Torah mivchani l'adam ha'im be'emet osei ku b'Torah k'ru'i. You want to know if your Avodas Hashem is on track or not? Here's the litmus test. Do you feel simcha when you're involved in Torah? Do you feel that pikudei Hashem misamchim leiv? Do they make you happy? The goal of Shavuot is the goal to feel like I'm re-entering into my anniversary of connection to Hashem, mitzuvin vostim. I feel like everything I do has to show Rachmana Liba Bai. Beginning of the Seder Dibrot, the end of the Seder Dibrot, it's all about heart. It's all about not unclogging the arteries. It's about feeling this passion, this fire of Har Sinai, being able to have this consistency, warmth, and love to Torah, to all those around me. And at the same time, it's not just the passion and the fire of the Masuos, it's also Al-Katefi So, it's Shira, it's Zimra, it's the entirety of my being has to be on Shavuos connected to every mitzvah, every tefillah, just to sing throughout the day. And when I sing, I'm connected. I'm elevating myself to a higher level. Sing your tefillah, sing your brachos, sing your learning. Be able to feel that the entirety of you is connected with something much greater than you. And finally, my friends, in the very short time that we have left, another idea of Asiyenu. Going back to our first interpretation of Asiyenu means to carry, we ask Hashem Vasiyenu Hashem Elokeinu. What do we want to carry? Not only the Birkas Modecha, the blessing of the Moed, but says in Siva Shalom, what we really want to carry, and what the real bracha of the Moed is, and this is really the inner core of everything we spoke about, Vasiyenu Hashem, help us carry two words, Hashem Elokeinu. Help us carry that you are our God. That's the Birkas Modecha. That's the blessing of the Moed. To be able to feel at all times, in all situations, no matter what happens to me, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is my God. To feel that closeness to Hashem. To feel that relationship with Hashem. That's the Tachlis of the Moadim. That Hargashan Hashem Elokeinu Tilaveh Utanu, the bracket of 50, that should escort us our whole lives, the whole year. And even in times where people feel that Hashem is distant from them, even when Corona is coming out all over the place, to know that Hashem is close to us, that Hashem loves us, that Hashem is with us. This is the goal. In fact, the Normally Melechim 53 says on the Pasuk, Vaydaber Elokim et kol dvarim ha'ela lemor anochi Hashem Elokecha. And Hashem spoke et kol hadvarim. What are all of these things? All of these things can be encapsulated in one idea to say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that Hashem is our God. That's the goal of the Moed. That's the goal of what Shavuos is about. That my relationship is deeper, my relationship is stronger, my relationship is more meaningful, that I feel the Shira, I feel the Simcha, I feel the Nesuin. On a practical level, in the minute or two we have left, notes of Berachayim, our job, Ela Tzarich Ladpis HaShavua B'Maisa. It's not just enough, Shavuos, Shavua, that I swear to God that I'm going to keep the Torah, but how are you going to put it into practical application? L'cheina Eitza Yutzahi, and Chaim has a couple of chapters on this. What he suggests is, Shikabel Atzmo Kabbalah Tova Ba'atim. How can we take Shavuos with us? How can we have that Vahasiyenu to carry it? Take on something really small that will be your continuous connection to Shavuos. V'filu Devar Katan Sagi Luta. Even something small. And he speaks about, because when you take on something big, you are going to very often, tafastu balo tafasta, you aren't able to hold on to it. So something small. It could be once a day to say a bracha out loud. It's something small. Right? But, you know, with the same, I always have coffee every morning, that same bracha, whatever it is. Take on something, smiling at three people every day, something that when I take this on, maybe that for some that may be a lot, taking something on that is going to be permanent. And here I'd like to end with another footnote from Rabbi Biderman 54. Rabbi Biderman's footnotes are sometimes even more fascinating than the text on top. speaks about a Rebbe, and I apologize, I don't know the name of the Rebbe, who spoke to a few tailors, and he said to the tailors, what type of tailor works l'chinam, for naught, for nothing? So one tailor said, well, if I make something for myself. And another tailor said, well, if I make something for my friend. And everyone's giving ideas of how you could work for nothing. So this Rebbe said, no, no, no. So they finally said to him, okay, tell me, what tailor works for chinam, for naught? And he says in 54, Yodimatem, miyot tofer b'chinam, ha-tofer et ha-beged ve'no, kosher et ha-chutim b'shulei ha-tfira, b'kesher acharon, hu ha-tofer b'chinam. Someone who sews up an entire outfit, or like, you know, I'm only buttons. You sew a whole button, but you don't put a knot at the end. So you can do all the sewing, and when you finish, yep, the button is not attached. What does it mean you work for naught? You don't tie that tie, then all the work you did was for naught. And the Musar Haskel is clear. These are times where we can sew for ourselves beautiful spiritual clothing. But if we don't have that knot at the end, if we don't have that ability to take on that Kabbalah, that I've taken on that aspect that connects me with the Moed, that connects me with the festival, that I can say from Shavuot, this is what I've taken on myself. So lo aleinu, we can walk through the holiday experiencing great things and walk that with nothing. My bracha to all of us, my friends, for this Chag HaShavuos, it's V'asiyenu Hashem Elokeinu. We should be able to carry the load. We should be able to walk in with the list and the mindset of the marriage, of the fire and the bread, with the ability to have the Shira, the Zimra, the entirety of our being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that we know that this Masa, that this burden, is something that I want to keep with me for life. And the way I do this is I take on something small that reminds me of something I've done on Shavuos, something with a little passion, something with a little bit of connection. And if I tie my knot there and I keep that Kabbalah there, then Shavuos indeed has been something that I'll take away with me for life. And indeed, we've been zocheh too, V'asiyenu Hashem Elokeinu, et Birkas Ma'adecha.